Continuing our excerpt from Margaret Cheney's Tesla Man Out of Time, continuing it from our October 9, 2016 show, quote, in a diary entry dated January 3, 1900, after describing the taking of some laboratory photographs, Nikola Tesla mentioned watching the formation of sparks into streamers and fireballs. And I looked up fireballs, which is not in the dictionary. However, the other term for this ball lightning is, and it's defined as a rare and little known kind of lightning having the form of a moving globe of light several centimeters across that persists for periods of up to a minute. Continuing, ball lightning or fireballs is a phenomenon that has fascinated and baffled scientists from ancient times to the present. Fireballs are mentioned on Etrurian monuments, in the works of Aristotle and Lucretius, and in the writings of the modern atomic scientist Niels Bohr. Arago analyzed some 20 reports of fireballs in 1838. Some scientists have maintained that they are merely optical illusions, and so Tesla himself thought, until they began to appear accidentally on his high-voltage equipment in Colorado. These strangely ephemeral objects, unlike regular lightning, move slowly, almost parallel to the ground. They've been known to appear in airplanes in flight, move eerily along the floor of the cabin, and after no more than 5 seconds, vanish. In modern plasma physics, the most commonly held theory is that the fireball receives its energy from its surroundings by a naturally created electromagnetic field, and that the diameter of the plasma sphere depends upon the frequency of the external field, so that a resonance occurs. But the returns are still not in, and scientists continue to differ. Nevertheless, Tesla's speculations do accord with some recent hypotheses. He thought, for example, that the initial energy was insufficient to maintain the fireball, and that there must be another source, which he believed came from other lightning passing through the fireball's nucleus. For him, fireballs were merely a fascinating nuisance, yet he took the time to follow this apparently useless research wherever it might lead, and in the process claimed that he had learned how to create the phenomenon at will. Modern scientists, using the most powerful nuclear accelerators, have tried and failed to replicate his achievement, although the fascinating and potentially valuable nuisance still occurs unasked. Unquote from Margaret Cheney's Tesla Man Out of Time, published in 1981. And next week, before we continue our reading of Margaret Cheney's Man Out of Time, we'll consider, just, it's a little suggestive, this story of Nikola and the fireball. We'll consider what it illustrates for us.